Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. But it's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul. It's 13 June 2023. Welcome to tonight's broadcast. We are so glad you're with us. And you are in for a very informative program tonight, to say the least. The information that you're going to hear tonight, and from a book entitled Vaccine Danger. Now pay attention. Vaccine Danger, Quackery, and Sin. S-I-N. This book's written by Edward Henry. I had him on the program about 2 months ago or so. I didn't have a copy of this book yet. But as soon as I got this book, which is over 1,100 pages long, over 1,100 pages long, it tells you the truth that all vaccines have been quackery from day one. They're a hoax and a dangerous hoax. We'll discuss that in some detail in a minute, but I don't have a lot of announcements to make tonight. Just ask prayer for our brother Daryl up in PA. He's having some serious problems with his paralyzed side, and he's trying to overcome it. Matter of fact, I'm going to have Daryl on our broadcast about a half an hour Monday night to share some thoughts that he's had, and the man's been experiencing a lot of different issues, a lot of different areas over the years he's been in this world as a military retiree. So we're going to bring him up about a half an hour Monday night to discuss some issues. And tomorrow night's program, don't miss it. We got Jason Nelson on. Jason Nelson is CEO of a company that sells beef. He refuses to vaccinate his cattle with anything, especially the mRNA vaccine, and sell it. Matter of fact, this man is so principled that he had 20 years in the military. They demanded he take the jab. He wouldn't do it, and he lost it all, his whole retirement. That's our principal, Jason Nelson, is. Tomorrow night, we're going to talk to him about his stand, what's happening there, folks, and what he sees coming in this country. And you got to pay attention. Tomorrow night's program is another probably tapeable program, as tonight will be. And, folks, if you need anything from the office, if you want to order the sugar to fiber, which I highly recommend for anybody that's diabetic or maybe pre-diabetic, sugar to fiber can literally change your destiny when it comes to diabetes. At least slow it down, okay? And help it. But we still offer, as always, the Vitamir toothpaste, mouthwash, and the Cartivite, and the Strauss products. We have all that here still, folks. And our books and materials. If you haven't got our 2023 catalog, it's free. Just call and give Lisa your address. We'll mail one out to you Thursday. How's that for a deal? The toll-free number to call if you don't have long distance is 800. My mind's going blank. 777-4403, 800-777-4403. If you do have long distance, folks, you'll save us some money if you'll call 304-846-4448, 304-846-4448. For anything you might want from us, in the way of any products, you want a free catalog, just ask for it. We'll send it to you. We want to do our best to offer something to you folks in return for your help. And some night when I have a little more time to talk to you one-on-one, I'm going to share some ideas with you we may be looking at the very near future. And I'll get that to you later on. But let's get to our guest tonight, Edward Henry. Again, the book's title is Vaccine Danger, Quackery, and Sin. And folks, all I can say is I'm guilty of this sin. I trusted medical professionals, denied whom our true healer is. Ignorance, but makes no difference. I had my children vaccinated before I knew better. Thank God one of my sons did not have his children vaccinated, and those children are now adults, and they never even had an earache all the time they were growing up. They were not sick hardly at all through their teen years and up to where they are now. Not at all. And my great-grandson is not going to be vaccinated either. It's going to be homeschooled. That's what God's done for me, folks. We're trying to obey him. I'm just giving him all the praise. Edward, are you there?
I am.
It is so good to have you, my friend. And thanks for sending me this book. It'll take me 10 years to read it all. No, I'm just kidding. But, I mean, this is a phenomenal book. Folks, I'm going to read a few titles out of this book, just a few chapter titles, if you don't mind.
Sure, go ahead. Okay,
religious superstition. The truth about the polio vaccine. Proof that the measles virus does not exist. Injecting disease. Poisonous magic potions. Moral hazard. Vaccines are dangerous medical quackery. Relocation camps. None dare call conspiracy. 5G radiation sickness. So folks, that's just a few of 68 chapters in this book. Not counting the appendix and endnotes. That's just a few of the chapters that you can look at and read for yourself. I'm starting the book. I'm writing down pages on the inside cover that I want to keep for reference, very quick reference. This is absolutely the most phenomenal book I've ever written about vaccines, bar none. When you read this, you will see just exactly how duped and how we were so ignorant of the truth that they conned us all in doing things that are not only dangerous tools because of our medical needs, our health needs, but it's also sin before God. I'm telling you the truth. And Edward, you go right ahead and you share, folks, about tell the folks who you are again, and how you come to write this book.
Okay. Well, the most important thing is that I am a Christian, and a book like this would not be written if it weren't for me having been saved by the grace of God. So I give all glory to Jesus Christ. And with regard to the chapters, each chapter is kind of stands alone. So don't be scared off by how thick it is. The fact that it's more than 1,100 pages. Everything that's written in there is supported by endnotes. So there are 1,900 endnotes in that book. So you can check everything I've said. You don't have to rely on me. You can rely on the authority that I present in the book. And so each chapter, you can just pick out a chapter that is of interest to you and read it, and you can learn about the dangers and the fraud of vaccines. And they are a fraud. And so just to give you some background on just what a fraud they are. This whole idea of vaccination is actually a religious practice, and people don't understand that this goes back to the Hindus, 1500 BC. Okay, and it was part of a religious practice. So vaccination is actually based on religion, not science. Okay, they want to claim that it's a scientific and medical practice, but it really is not. It was popularized.
Ed, very quickly, you just said something that's so important that I had thought of it, but never in the depth that you explained this book. That's a very serious statement. That this actually a religious ritual that we go through and vaccinate ourselves and our children. That's really something. Something to think about. Go ahead.
Yeah, and most people don't understand that the science actually refutes the efficacy and the safety of vaccines. See, vaccines are presented to the public as being both safe and effective. And if you question either of those, then you are viewed as a quack. And in fact, doctors can be disciplined under the AMA ethical rules for not recommending vaccination. Okay, so your doctor is not being objective when he recommends vaccine because he has to. He would be under threat of losing his medical license if you asked him whether to get a vaccine or whether it was safe or whether it was effective, if he said no. That's what people have to understand. The system is rigged. In fact, pediatricians, they're paid a bounty in order to vaccinate children. People don't understand that. I just had a conversation a day ago with somebody whom I know very well, who is moving to a new area. And she had to call 10 pediatricians before on the 11th. The 11th would actually treat her children, her child, I should say, without being vaccinated. 10 of them refused. They refused. They mandate that if you are going to be seen by any of the doctors in those practices, you have to be vaccinated. And there's a reason for that. If they have an unvaccinated child in their practice, it takes away from the bounty that they get, and they have to have a percentage, a certain percentage of children. Sometimes it can be as low as 63%, I've seen from Blue Cross, but there are other percentages. And if they drop below that, they lose all of the money they get from the bounty of the vaccines. And sometimes they're getting, for per vaccine, as much as $400 and sometimes much more per vaccine. And it pays significant money, pays for their overhead. These they have a financial interest in recommending vaccination. And so people have to understand, when they go to the pediatrician is not being an objective doctor. They are enslaved to the system, to the pharmaceutical companies.
You know that. And if they
speak out against it,
that's not only immoral. That should be totally unlawful.
Yeah. Yeah. It's the system. See, the American Medical Association is actually started and funded by the pharmaceutical industry. People don't understand that. Okay. And the American Medical Association.
Explain that. Explain that some more detail, please.
Okay, so the pharmaceutical companies, see, they're called pharmaceutical companies for a reason. They're not called medicine companies. Why? Because they don't only make medicine. They make pharmaceuticals. Pharmaceuticals is a broader definition of things that are both medicine and poison. And so they have accurately defined themselves as pharmaceutical companies. And if you read the Bible, the Greek word for witchcraft and sorcery is pharmakeia. Okay?
True.
That is how it's translated. Pharmakeia is translated as witchcraft or sorcery. And so if you want to talk about the witch's brew, that's what's coming out of these pharmaceutical companies. And so they have created the American Medical Association, which in turn has control over the medical schools. And so you have very few, there are no real naturopathic medical schools that have any authority in the United States. They've pretty much done away with it. The osteopaths have basically rolled over and given themselves over to the pharmaceutical companies. So they're on board now. So you really have to dig hard to find a naturopath, somebody who is going to heal you with natural remedies. Okay, the medical schools are completely controlled. They teach allopathy. Okay, now you know an allopathy is they try to intervene. Rather than use the body system to heal itself, they'll be giving you patent medicines and so forth. Now, when you have a physical injury, yeah, they do great with trauma. But beyond that, they're not going to keep you well. They're not going to keep you healthy, okay? And probably the worst of the industries is cancer. And so these doctors, they will only treat cancer with one of three remedies, which they one is surgery, then chemotherapy or radiation. That's it. Okay. If you want to use natural methods, if you want to use Laetril, okay, or natural Laetril is called amygdalin, which you can get in apricot seeds. They won't recommend that. You can do that yourself. Anybody can buy apricot seeds, and Laetril is simply synthesized amygdalin. But you know, they won't talk about it. There's no money in it for them. There is no money. Otto Warburg, who won the Nobel Prize and is recommended many, many times, scores of times for the Nobel Prize, he won it once, he discovered the cause of cancer and the cure. And the cause of cancer is a low pH level in the body, low oxygen level, and what you need to do is raise the pH, increase the oxygen level in the body. Because what the cells are doing in a low oxygen environment is they go from using oxygen for energy to becoming like a plant and using sugar. And so and that's what you have with your tumors. It's simply the body's attempt to survive in a low oxygen environment. And the only thing they can do is replicate. They can do the simplest things, and that's what causes the tumor. You just use natural methods and you raise the pH. Trying to kill the cancer by using chemotherapy is like it's like if you have a poop in the middle of your living room and you have flies around the dog poop. Well, to go in and kill the flies, that doesn't solve the problem. You got to get that dog dew out of the house. The flies are going to come back. So you've got to address the problem. And so with the chemotherapy and the radiation, they're not addressing the problem. They're killing the flies, okay, what they call the cancer, but the cause is still there.
Wow. Wow.
But we can talk about how this religious practice of vaccination came
to be.
Please do. It started with this guy. Actually, many people say that Edward Jenner was the person who originated the concept of vaccination. But it was actually a farmer who experimented, a guy named Benjamin Jesty. But again, he didn't start it. It basically was a religious practice all along for many years, and it was. It would be tried by people and it would fall into disrepute because so many people died. Okay. It doesn't work. It's quackery. It's absolute quackery. But anyway, it was popularized by Edward Jenner in the, right around 1796 in that era. Okay. So, what he did was, he theorized along with Benjamin Jesty that, cowpox was a disease of the cow's udder, and the idea was that cowpox was somehow causing smallpox. Well, cowpox and smallpox are completely different diseases. The only similarity is they have the word pox in them. Okay, and so but his theory was that if you injected or inoculated through a sore into somebody the cowpox disease that's a pus from the udders of a cow, that it would give a person immunity from smallpox. And he called the practice vaccination. And it was the term vaccination comes from the fact that vaccine means cow, okay? It was virili vaccinae, which means smallpox of the cow. Well, it was quackery. He killed a lot of people doing this. But he was a scam artist, And he wanted a lot of fame and riches, and he got it. He wrote a lot of papers. He lied about what he did. It's a lot of fraud involved. And it became popular. Everybody thought this was great. You inject somebody with a poison, and they get immune to a disease. And everybody thought, oh, that's pretty logical. Let's start doing that. Well, people, you have to stop and reflect. What does God say about that? Basically, to do evil, that is to harm somebody, to put poison in them in order to give them immunity from some future disease, that is to inject them with a disease in order to give them immunity with the disease, is to do evil in order to do some good in the future. The idea that the ends justify the means is evil. The Bible says that it's evil, that we should not do that. That's something only God can do, okay? So as an example, it's an evil thing to crucify somebody, but God used that evil thing for good. God can do that because he knows the end from the beginning. We do not. We are not God. We cannot justify our means by some good end. And so to do evil in order that good would come about is evil. And God says so right in the Bible, okay? So, you know, let's see. It's a heathen practice, okay? And God speaks against that, too. And he also talks about the fact that our bodies are the temple of the Holy Spirit and that if you defile the temple of the Holy Spirit, God will destroy. And sure enough, illness follows vaccination. Why? Because God said so. He said, if you read 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 16 and 17, okay, ye are the temple of God. And that's the Spirit of God dwelleth in you. If any man defile the temple of God, him shall God destroy. And that's what you see happening with these vaccine injuries. The rate at which children are coming down with autism is a direct result of what God has promised would happen, okay, if you defile the temple of God. So these parents think they're doing well, doing good by having their kids vaccinated, and then they end up with autism and all other sorts of maladies, okay? The rate now, they say, is 1 out of 42 children, I think that's actually low. I think it's much higher. I think the rate is much higher than that. They're coming down with autism, and it's only among the vaccinated. But you know, when they do studies and they compare the autism rate between the vaccinated and unvaccinated, you're talking about a five-fold difference between the rate of autism amongst vaccinated versus unvaccinated.
And when you stop and think of what a wonderful job they've done to us to brainwash us, to train us, if you will, literally train us to follow these so-called dictates of man, because fear is a great controlling factor. And we saw that with COVID. I mean, my goodness, what a bunch of foolishness happened in COVID. Matter of fact, the White House now has reinstated the mask and the 6-foot quarantine distance if you're unvaccinated to come in the White House. If you're unvaccinated, you have to wear a mask and stay 6 feet from everybody in the White House. It's not over yet. And there's something else in the works, too, folks. Something else coming really soon. But fear is a great motivator, Ed. And they did that, I remember back in the 50s, with the polio vaccine. I remember standing in line to get shots, and then the sugar cube, and we did that by the millions in this country, because after all, they cured polio. Then I found out later on studying that polio was going away anyway, and it wasn't caused by a virus. I mean, we have been so dumbed down. It's a wonder there's anybody left alive on this earth. Go ahead. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to take over, but this really frustrates me.
You made a really good point. Let's talk about polio. And before we do that, I just want to cite a passage in Romans chapter 3, verse 8, okay? And it makes the point. And it says here, and not rather, as we be slanderous reported, and as some affirm, that we say, let us do evil that good may come, whose damnation is just, okay? So right there, you know, in Romans 3:8, you were not to do evil, that good will come, okay? And whatever is not of faith is sin.
That's
now
right.
Think about it. Whatever is not of, so anything that's done out of fear is sin.
Good
Very
point.
Simple.
Very good point. Good point.
And so what was it I was going to talk? Oh, the yeah, you made a good point about
polio.
The polio virus. Okay, so polio. This is another scam that they run. That, oh, they cite the polio vaccine as eradicating polio. Well, the researchers have determined that the cause of polio, there were actually two. We had two epidemics of polio, one in 1916 in the northeast of the United States, and it was not caused by a virus. It was caused by arsenic used in the sugar that was coming from Hawaii, and they had a problem with weeds, and they were using arsenic to kill the weeds. Well, the arsenic absorbed into the soil, got into the sugar cane. The sugar cane then was brought into the East Coast. The children were consuming it. Adults came down with polio as well, okay? And they discovered it was caused by the arsenic in the sugar cane. And then we had the other big outbreak that everybody remembers back in the 1940s, began, I think, in 1945. And that was caused by the use of the pesticide DDT. Okay? So as soon as they stopped using DDT, then the polio stopped. And when they introduced at that time, as polio was waning, they introduced the vaccine. Well, what happened was, people were coming down with vaccine-induced polio. What they did was they changed the way polio was being reported, so they were able to conceal the vaccine causing polio. And in fact, records have, even today, the polio vaccine has caused 491,000 children in India to come down with polio. And what they've done, they've concealed it by not calling it polio. They call it non-polio acute flaccid paralysis as a way of concealing the fact that the vaccine is causing polio. So,
well, I'll tell you what, you have given credit for being very slick at this. I mean, they're like trying to grab a hold of a slippery eel. I mean, they're really cunning what they do, as we know Satan is. We're going to go to break in a few seconds. After the break, folks, we'll take phone calls, too, as always. Next half hour at 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944. Love to hear from you. You're hearing the truth tonight, folks. Stay away from all vaccines, even tetanus.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Hi, folks. Pastor Butch Paul here. I'm certain that I don't need to tell y'all we're living in unstable times, or as the Bible says, perilous times. We're starting to see shortages of many products in America, cars, clothing, furniture, and even food. We can't do much about the cars, clothing, and furniture, but we can with the food, simply by calling the Manna Foods, the best in store foods bar none. They have a shelf life over 25 years, are great tasting, no GMOs, no chemical preservatives, no aspartame or high fructose corn syrup, and no MSGs. Give the Manna a call at 888-597-0775. That's 888-597-0775. Or go to namana.com. Mention that Pastor Butch sent you and get a 10% discount. That's 888-597-0775. You'll be glad you did.
Are you paying an arm and a leg for a healthy alternative lifestyle? Are you tired of products not meeting your expectations? Is it becoming harder for you to have faith in restoring your body to the temple it began as? I know your struggle is real, and I'd be honored to help you and those you care about feel better and thrive. with organic ingredients and no fillers made right here in our own country, many of which are wild-crafted right here in the mountains of Montana, we at Superior Mountain Herbs are blessed to be able to get you the best herbal products with no hassles or misleading information. Truth and transparency is what you get with us. For a free list of products available to hear this month's special as well, please call Summer at 406-274-7579 or email me at green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com. That's green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com.
There's a lot of talk all over the internet these days about the remarkable benefits of Carbon 60, and baby boomers are especially excited about it. Whatever generation you're in, if you want more energy, better health, and a boost in vitality, we invite you to try Gresca's Carbon 60, a stunning development in free radical destruction. Being much smaller in size than conventional antioxidants derived from fruits and vegetables, it is far more bioavailable to quickly mend the toxin-crippled cells in your body. Gresca's Carbon 60 is the only C60 product that is made without the use of undesirable solvents. The only one. Gresca's Carbon 60 was developed by a brilliant NASA carbon scientist, and 95% report positive results from this Nobel Prize-winning technology in just 4 days. Visit C-60.com. That's C-60.com or call 720-600-6040.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit discountgoldandsilvertrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing.
Let's just jump back in and call. This is too important to delay. I mean, we got to get some information out. If you want to call, you can at 844-769-2944. And don't forget, if you're listening to this program right now on 6115 Shortwave, it's because Melody Seastrom is paying the bill. I want you to know that. Discount Gold and Silver is paying the bill for us to be on Shortwave on 6115. This program is rebroadcast at 11 o'clock Eastern on 3215, in case you don't get a very good signal this time of night on 6115. So we're doing our best to get the truth out there every way you possibly can. We truly are. In your book, Ed, there's a picture of a little baby. Now, folks, listen to this. Now, we all know a DDT. We know the DDT has been called a carcinogen and all kinds of diseases the same can cause. Well, back in the 50s, people were ignorant enough to believe differently than that. Picture a little baby there with a smile on his face. That says, no flies on me, thanks to DDT. And heads down to the bottom, black flag, ask for it by name. Now, look, they advertised DDT to kill flies on children, keep flies off children. And you wonder why they got sick and went into polio-type syndromes. This is what we've been deceived by for so many years. And they're still deceiving us. And again, Ed, I had no idea how many millions in this country and around the world, but I'm talking about America, was foolish enough to take the so-called COVID shot, the COVID vaccine, which was not a vaccine at all by any means. But they were duped into doing it because they were afraid. And I'm absolutely amazed, again, at people who still think that that was okay and are still kind of, you know, hanging in there thinking, well, we need to get boosters. I mean, how ignorant can people be? Millions have died from the COVID vaccine now. Millions have died. Many more are sick. But no one, it's not on the mainstream news, hey, people are dying because of the vaccine. They're saying, well, there are different reasons why they're dying, like they did, like doing with the polio situation. But this is where we are, is it not? Deceived.
Yeah, the COVID vaccine is it's a really dangerous vaccine, and this whole concept of vaccination is it's based on the germ theory, and it's a perfect way to enslave people who are fearful. Okay.
I'm going to ask one quick question. What do you mean germ theory? What do you mean by that?
Let's talk about that. Louis Pasteur, came up with the theory that illness is caused by bacteria, and then he couldn't see them, but he theorized there was something smaller called viruses. Well, that was the theory that he had. There was another rival of his called Beauchamp, and Beauchamp said that, no, illness is caused by the terrain, that is the environment. And so they were rivals. Apparently, Louis Pasteur, his theory won out, and now everything is based on the germ theory. There are a minority of doctors, very few, who adhere to the terrain theory. And the terrain theory is let me just explain the germ theory. The germ theory is that illnesses are caused by pathogens that are transferred from one person to another, bacteria and viruses. The terrain theory is that the environment causes you to be ill for maybe some toxicity you're exposed to, something in the environment, electromagnetic energy, and so forth. And that bacteria and viruses are something generated by your body. The viruses are actually exosomes that are there to fight off the illness. And that's why there's plenty of bacteria when a person gets ill. The bacteria is not causing the illness. The illness is caused by whatever it is in the environment that's making the person ill. So if you might imagine, the germ theory is the perfect way to bring tyranny on the people, because you can then social distance them, make them wear masks. Okay. And by the way, social distancing, a mandate for social distancing, is unconstitutional. Okay. The Constitution says we have a right to peaceably assemble. And so what they're doing is they're using fear for people to give up their God-given constitutional rights to assemble peaceably. And that's what they've done. They've used this germ theory to control people. Okay. And they use the germ theory as a basis for the vaccines. So the vaccine, for instance, they use the SARS-CoV-2 virus. What people don't realize is the SARS-CoV-2 virus has never been isolated. Okay, what they did was it was created by a serum by computer. Okay, so they created this by extracting it from somebody who's ill. Okay, they used a computer program, and they came up with what we now call SARS-CoV-2, and that was the basis, that the DNA string that they got was the basis for the mRNA vaccine.
Well, are you saying then, Ed, that germs don't spread disease?
No, they don't. That's right. That's what I'm saying.
All right. So now I'm only asking questions so I can understand better myself. So you can't transmit a cold to somebody else with germs?
Nope. People get colds in groups because they're all exposed to the same environment. So people say, I was at so-and-so's house, they had a cold, I got it. Well, no. You were exposed to the same environment that person was exposed to, see?
And what do you mean, what was in the environment that perhaps that could cause that? What do you mean by that?
Well, let's talk about that. Take, for example, most recently with the COVID. There is a new technology that has just been ramped up called 5G.
Yep.
Wuhan, which is where the COVID virus originated, allegedly started, that is the first city that's completely blanketed in 5G. As soon as they flipped the switch and started 5G, people started dropping like flies. The hospital they brought them to treat their illness, the COVID-19 illness, that was a 5G hospital, completely blanketed in 5G. And 5G has the effect of extracting oxygen from a person's blood, which has all of the symptoms very similar to COVID, which are flu-like symptoms. The three ships that had breakouts of COVID-19 were all ships that were outfitted with brand new towers that emitted 5G. It was not a coincidence. Okay, and so then you have all of these people, okay, these pockets of people becoming ill, and then what they did was they created this test, this PCR test, which actually is able to amplify what they were looking for, which included the DNA that everybody has in their body, and so that's why you have when people were testing with the PCR test, it was coming up positive, but there was 97% of the people who were testing positive were false positives. So what people had, they were showing up in the hospital and so forth with influenza, okay? But they were characterizing as COVID-19 and amplifying all the statistics and so forth that people are hospitalized with COVID-19, and it just wasn't true. I know for a fact that they were lying on the news as to what was happening in the hospital. They would say, "Oh, the hospital's overrun." Okay, no, they weren't. No, they weren't. These were ordinary flu outbreaks, and the hospitals weren't overrun. I know of a somebody personally who was in a hospital in Phoenix, and the news said that the hospitals were packed with COVID patients. Well, they just happened to be at that hospital, okay? And there were no COVID patients there. She asked. So no, this was all inflated, and it was designed for the purpose of getting the vaccine into people's arms. That's what they wanted. They wanted the vaccine. They wanted people to get vaccinated.
Well, we know that the COVID-19 so-called disease was caused by environment. But how about before that? How about people, you said that people break out in a group that had that they all caught colds, or they got some type of flu symptoms. What else in the environment, if it's not germs, what in the environment spreads that? I mean, not other than 5G, what else would spread that?
Well, I don't know, because we still don't know why it is. Like, let me explain this way. Okay, take the Spanish flu. Okay, there is an experiment just to prove what I'm saying, that viruses are not spread. If you recall the Spanish flu during World War One, okay, the soldiers came down with this flu virus. What was causing it was actually a vaccine that they were all given, an anti-meningitis vaccine, which caused the Spanish flu. But the doctors, this Dr. Rousseau, okay, he was going to test whether or not and just how it spread. Now, remember, all the soldiers were given the anti-meningitis vaccine. That's the environment. They were injected with a disease, the poison. They all got sick. Okay, and so everybody thought, oh, it's a flu virus that's spreading. No, it's the environment they were all exposed to, the vaccine. They all got the same vaccine. Anyway, they come home. So Dr. Rezanow, I guess his name is, he did an experiment. Okay, he had 100 volunteers. He extracted from the lungs of recently deceased flu victims, okay, who died of the Spanish flu, and he stuck that into the noses, into the eyes, and into the throats of volunteers. None of them got sick. He said, oh, okay. Well, then what he did was, maybe it's because he was taken from dead people. So what he did was he obtained mucus secretions from the mouth and nose of live people. And then he transferred that to his volunteers by spraying the infected phlegm directly into each nostril and into the throat and into the eyes. None of his volunteers got sick. And then he said, well, maybe it's because I have to go nose to nose and throat to throat. Well, he did that. None of them got sick. Well, let's try injecting the blood from the sick patients. Well, he did that. He injected the blood from the sick patients into the well patients. None of them got sick. He actually took the mucus material and he filtered it and made it so that it was injectable. He injected that into the well patients. None of them got sick. So he could not, in all of his efforts, get any of his volunteers to have the virus transferred to them. He proved that it is not a communicable disease.
Wow. That is powerful. That is truly powerful. Let's take a phone call. Let's go to Tennessee and talk to Joe. Joe, come on in. Welcome.
Yeah, I got a few questions and a comment, and then I'll hang up. Number one, they always say that people that scuba dive, if they come up too fast, they get in trouble. That's one. Number two is how do you increase your oxygen level, your pH level in your blood? I guess it's in your blood. And in Wuhan, all these people were getting sick from the 5G. How did they stop the people from getting sick? Did they turn off the 5G? And do these masks lower your oxygen level? And I'll hang up and listen. And I thank you very much.
Oh, you're welcome, Joe. What a good question. A lot of them. All right. Okay. Which one you want to start with?
Let me write. Hold on. We got Wuhan. Okay. Let's see. What was the first one?
Ask how you get the pH levels up and oxygen levels up.
pH? Okay. Well, let's talk about that. Okay. If you he was talking about oxygen level, I think. The pH and oxygen,
both of them. Oxygen and pH.
You want to eat natural foods. Okay. So you want to eat as close to nature as possible. None of the manufactured stuff. You don't want to get pre-processed food. So you want to eat natural foods. So with Wuhan, understand this. Your body, God is a, he has made our bodies so amazing. We are able to adapt to an environment. So when people are exposed to something new in the environment, immediately when they're exposed to this new thing, it takes time for them to adapt to it. People are gaining an they're gaining an immunity and an adaptation to the 5G. Okay, and that may very well be happening. What's in Wuhan now with masks? Okay, yes. When you wear a mask, your oxygen level drops. So in the area you're breathing. In the air is 20.9% oxygen. That's the general level of the air, okay? OSHA has said if it drops below 19%, it's life-threatening. That's when your brain cells start dying and you can't get new brain cells once they die. When you put a mask on, they've done studies where the oxygen level behind the mask is about 17 to 18%. So what it is you're rebreathing your own carbon dioxide. You're also, it's hypoxic. There's less oxygen. It's hypercapnia. So you have more carbon dioxide. It's very unhealthy. Okay. And people have found that as your body tries to adapt to it, there's a lot of bacteria that builds up in people's mouths. They get a lot of cavities. So, wearing a mask is really quite dangerous. And for children to wear masks, these children are going to have all kinds of issues because their brains are developing. And you're depriving those children of oxygen while they sit there breathing their own schmutz all day long. 8 hours a day while in school and on the school buses. That's just inhumane.
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Let me ask you a question then. Obviously, masks are a low oxygen level, but also pH, and that is important. Are there common products you can take? I've always heard that, for example, baking soda will increase that some. Is that true?
There are actually treatments, and I can't remember his name. Hold on, it'll come to me. guy named Williams, I think his name is, and he actually cured himself of cancer by using baking soda with either, I think it was either molasses or natural maple syrup, not the fake stuff.
Right.
You got to get the good stuff, the real maple syrup. You mix it like a tablespoon of maple syrup with a couple tablespoons of baking soda. And what it does is this. The theory is, but it worked for him. I mean, they sent him home to die, by the way. They sent him home to die. If you go online and you type in the maple syrup baking soda cancer treatment, it'll probably pop up. But what he did was he did that like twice a day, and he actually cured himself of cancer. And his cancer was so bad that I think it was stage four. And what the theory is that when the cancer cells go to consume the sugar, it's the baking soda is like a Trojan horse, and because it's enveloped in the it's enveloped in this mixture of baking soda. They go to consume the sugar, and they get a blast of a base, which is baking soda, and it kills on contact the cancer.
Okay.
In fact, Dr. Simoncini, you can type it in on there, and that's how he treats his patients. Now, he's not using the standard cancer treatments. What do? They strip them of his medical license.
Right. Okay. All right, folks, baking soda and maple syrup. Dino, Wisconsin, come on in, Dino. You got about 30 seconds. Come on in, sir.
Yeah, who am I speaking to tonight?
You're talking to Edward.
Who's that?
Edward.
Edward Hendry.
Oh, Ed Hendry.
Yes, sir.
Oh, yeah, I remember you. You also have a book on the flat Earth, right?
That's correct.
Yeah. Here's the ingredients in the CDC in July 2014. Mercury, aluminum, formaldehyde, aluminum dye, human pus, fetal cow serum, monosodium glutamate, monkey kidney cells, ethanol, detergent, insect cells, potassium chloride, chicken embryos, human lung tissue, guinea pig cells, human brain tumor cancer cells, and aborted baby tissue. You've heard about that, right, Edward?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, and the vaccines, you mean, you're talking about, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's right.
Very good information. Dino, anything else you want to say very quickly? I got calls coming in. Anything else you want to say?
And then if you want some verses, but write these down, people. Genesis 1. 11, 12, and 29, and Psalms 104, 13 through 15. That'll give us some information, folks, on how to eat properly with God's natural members. Have you ever read those verses?
Oh, yes.
Edward?
Absolutely.
I'd have to look and see which ones you're talking about. I'd have to read it.
Okay. I hate to drop you off, Dino, but we ran out of time so quickly. Let's go to another call. Let's go to Mick in New Mexico. Mick, come on in.
Hey, Buck. Now,
yes,
here's something very, very wise. 5,000 to 6,000 megacycles, that's the microwave bill. And it will kill you. It don't matter what the heck they say. But these cell phone towers, they will kill you. Don't get that much to it.
Yes, that's very true. That is very true. That every time you're out in public in front of these things, you're being bombarded with this stuff. That's true, Mick. That is very true. Any comments on that, Edward?
Well, yeah. I mean, the electromagnetic waves are dangerous, and we are inundated with them. Yeah.
Yep, amen. Very good point, Mick. Thanks for the call. Very good point. I tell you, I wish we had time to take a dozen more calls tonight. We just don't, folks. But we may have time for one more if you hurry, though. 844-769-2944. So, again, this is interesting to me. A teaspoonful of baking soda and a couple teaspoonful of maple syrup mixed together, and take it, and that'll help cure cancer.
Yep, and let me see if I can find the guy's name. See if I can pull it up. I think it's Williams. But anyway, and then of course there's vitamin B17, which has amygdalin in it, and that is, you can actually buy that online, and you can buy apricot seeds, which have amygdalin in them. And so what amygdalin is encapsulated cyanide. So people might think, what are you talking about? Why would I take that? Well, it's not harmful to you. It's only harmful. The cyanide is only released when the cancer cells go to consume the sugar that's in the that's around the amygdalin. So, and then it's released and it kills the cancer cells. So, and they've done research on that, and it's been quite effective. But do your own research, and it's apricot seeds, and they can't regulate apricot seeds.
That's true. That's very true. Wow, what an interesting program. And how much is your book and how can you get it? We're running out of time. How much is your book and how can you get it?
You can get it anywhere online. It's Barnes & Noble. It's on Amazon, and it's... I think it's $44.
$44, folks. It's over 1,100 pages long. If you start reading this book, you won't get through 15 pages before your mind is blowing. And I'm dead serious about that. I'm serious. And they can get it on Amazon. And if they can't get it, if they don't have computers, if somebody will send me the address and the money, can I order it through you and have it shipped to them?
Yeah, but it's just easier to do it online. I'm a one-man show.
I understand that, yes. Well, a lot of my customers, a lot of my people in the program don't have computers, though. So they couldn't get online. They may have to figure out a way to get it.
Oh, okay.
So, folks, if you do want a copy of it and it can get online, it's entitled Vaccine Danger, Quackery and Sin by Edward Henry, H-E-N-D-R-I-E. If you can't get online and find that, you call me at the office, and it's $44. We'll see that one can ship to you, and we'll go from there, and I'll see that Ed gets some money for this too. Edward, I don't want to say except thank you for your time, for your dedication, for the courage you've had to stand up and speak about this stuff. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you for having me on the show, Butch. Appreciate it.
I mean, it's phenomenal. Phenomenal. And I'll be in touch again, okay?
Okay.
God bless, my friend. Thank you. And, folks, again, if you want a copy of the book, you can't get online again on Barnes & Noble, or give us a call here at the office, $44. I'll have it shipped to you, and I'll send the money. How's that for a deal? You get the office number, 800-777-4403 or 304-846-4448. If you want the truth of vaccinations, this book is a must-have. See you tomorrow night. Good night.
Satan's army roams the land. Souls of fallen
men. Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit csctalkradio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.